I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools, for a district update in light of the latest coronavirus restrictions from the state. Here's what's happening with Brian DeAugustine.
Yes, we found out Sunday night, I think as most people know by now, that 9th through 12th grade operations will cease in person starting tomorrow. So our 9th through 12th grade students will switch to distance learning. All extracurriculars across the district from kindergarten through 12th grade are also suspended for the next 3 weeks. We do have the option of continuing our in-person K through 8th grade instruction, which we are going to do here at NICE. Our board voted last night to do so. We know that transmission rates among the younger kids, it's very low, including transferring it to employees, especially since our school and the schools around our state are requiring kids and adults to wear masks. So our K-8 in-person operations will continue, and our 9th through 12th grade operations will switch exclusively to distance learning for the next couple weeks.
Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned that the board voted on this last night. What is the perspective from the board, from you as an administration, just handling these changes in the district?
Unfortunately, we're getting kind of used to it. We had last spring as a test run, so we learned a lot. We've had plans in place, in case this happened, because we figured at some point during this school year we might be asked or required to switch to distance learning. So we think that it'll exist in a much more efficient and user-friendly form than it did last spring for our kids. As far as our pre-K through 8th grade population goes, we debated it for a while last night and took community comment and things like that. And as long as our parents still desire an in-person option for our younger kids and we're allowed and able to offer it, we feel that that's important. That's why we're here. It's what we get paid to do. And, it's our obligation to take care of our students and our families. And for us here at NICE, over 82% of our families are choosing in-person instruction. So that's been important to them, and it's important to us. And with our attendance rates in the 90% every day, parents are taking advantage of that opportunity. It does get tricky with contact tracing and quarantining. We've had some quarantining events here over the last couple of weeks, but the health department's been great in helping guide us through it, and we've been making it work so far.
It's interesting, Brian, because we talked to you and all the superintendents of all the districts really in the area, and the underlying theme has been the students really want to be back in school. All the jokes about when we were growing up about, how not having to go would be great. And this, they found out what it was like to not be able to go, and I think the students in particular have seen just how important that school is for them to actually be there when they can.
Absolutely. I put together a little student advisory group that helps me every year. It's 10 juniors and seniors, 5 females and 5 males, and I meet with them at least once a month, sometimes every couple weeks. And I talked to them just before the new order came down, and you're spot on. That's exactly what they told me. They said, we want to be here. We like in-person instruction. We feel it's really important. The students who think that it's better to do it through online or hard copy have that option. Their parents and their students, and the students can choose that. But, again, like I mentioned, over 82% of our kids are coming in person, and that student group said exactly those words, that they want to be here.
That's Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the Nice Community Schools. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.